Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. We are returning to our Salvage Union campaign. My name is Jess, my pronouns are she, it, and in alphabetical Discord order, we will be introducing the players, starting with Countess. Hello, Countess.
Hi, this is Sophie. She, her, and I am playing Countess, also she, her. I was going to make a joke about being called Earless in Great Britain, because Earl is the equivalent of Count in Great Britain. I don't think there's
actually...
Yeah. I don't think there's... Yeah, I don't think actually a title that exists. I was looking it up real quick. But so, joke canceled. Never mind.
All right. Good thing I've got a different joke for you. Countess, We are rebooting Salvage Union as a funny animal newspaper comic that's going to get syndicated and everything. What kind of animal are you?
I think Countess is a rabbit that over the course of the comic you eventually realize is just kind of a ripoff of the rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Ooh, interesting. Huh. Like a fuzzy bunny. Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, Fax. Hello, Fax.
Hi, hello. This is, as usual, Bastion, pronouns she, they, playing Fax, pronouns they, them. The early adopter of technology. In fact, they're wheeling their daughter around on foot now.
Ah, yes, literal adoption. Very good.
Yes, Donna, the Warner platform. Who is man portable, so they can just carry her around.
Yep.
Despite it being a Titan weapon. A Titan weapon. Mech weapon.
Don't get sued. Don't get sued. No, who gives a shit about us? Fax.
Yeah?
Same question. You're an aminal. What kind of aminal?
What are they called? Cleons? Clions? The Sea Angels?
I always thought it was Cleone.
Is that it?
I thought that's how it was pronounced. I don't know. I've never heard it actually pronounced, I think.
Okay, are you talking about the things where you can see the sea slugs where you can see most of their guts and they're pretty transparent?
Yeah, and they sort of float around... up and down and are look slightly like angels, and they are actually like merciless carnivores, I think.
Uh-huh. So is Fax just like in a tank?
No? Why? Maybe.
Fair enough. Look, I'm saying funny newspaper cartoon animal comic. And
you can... just squirt him around? I don't know.
Okay. I do like the idea of you not being in a tank. You are... You could put an astronaut helmet on your head full of water.
Yeah, there you go.
Ham. Hello, Ham.
Hi. Hello. How's it going?
Sorry. I mean Applejack from My Little Pony.
Yep. Prior to this...
We didn't want
to
get sued.
Prior to this recording starting, I acknowledged... this bit is beginning to get away from me a little. So there's that. Hi, hello, everybody. My name is Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. I am playing Ham, pronouns she, her, who has just returned to an arcology for the first time and quietly is having thoughts about the whole affair.
Good thoughts?
Not happy thoughts. Mm. She did make a new friend last time. That was good.
That's right, her new friend, Beef. What the fuck was your last name again?
Beef Perez.
Beef Perez. All right, Ham. What kind of aminal?
I think based on relative size to the rest of the party and general freneticness, I think Ham is a squirrel.
Yeah, sure. I see it.
You would think Pega because of the name or Pony because of the influences, and I think she's a squirrel.
Yeah, she can just pull the mask on anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, ooh, Flying Squirrel?
Yeah, she had the Mazona for a while.
Yeah, there you go, Flying Squirrel. Very cool. And last but certainly not least, Haywire.
Hey, this is Grant. Him playing Haywire, also he, him. Having a great time. Not getting shot at in the arcology and just going around, definitely not having greater questions about the nature of the world and our own minds.
That's right. Don't worry about it, kitten. Anyway, Haywire.
I'm pretty sure Haywire is like a giant rat that escaped from a lab.
Oh god, what the fuck was that game?
Cheesy?
No, Lavender, you might recognize
it. Dead Rats?
No, Lavender, you might live in this
space. Oh, Dead Rat something?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, that rhythm game.
Osaka?
What?
Mad Rat Dead?
Mad Rat Dead?
No. This was a game for the Xbox. Lavender, you may be able to help with this. This game for the Xbox where it is a rabbit and a weasel that have been chained together.
Oh, God.
What?
I feel like I know what you're talking about. I do not know the name of it.
Game canceled. We're looking this up. Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Whiplash.
Yeah, that's stupid cover.
Oh, that's right. This game was on GDQ. That's the main reason why I remember it any close to anything.
Anyway, yeah.
So you're a whiplash-ass science rat.
Yeah.
Cool.
Extreme.
What kind of marketable adventures are you all on? Support your local newspaper to find out more. Anyway.
Gosh, I can't wait to get to the water level.
Countess is, the famous, what's it called? The famous merchandise that's just like Countess in a sassy pose, and it says, "Don't call me Bunny," and other classics of our media empire.
It was weird when we had that run in the 90s where we were all wearing basketball gear.
Yep.
Crossed arms.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Lord forgive me. It's time to go back to the old me. So, where we last left off, you all were going through the various districts of Aspirant in order to try to figure out what the fuck it is Primaria wants you to do with his gun. Questions abound, perhaps.
Yeah, there's a couple.
We were talking with Sweet Caldwell.
Yes, my apologies. Misunderstood what the intent of lying to the robot receptionist of Sweet Caldwell was upon re-listening. I had a total brain fart at that moment. I don't think it would have gone any sort of different, considering you didn't really have much more to it than lying and saying you were related, you were Sweet Caldwell's cousin.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to talk to him for assorted purposes. That's my bad, but I also don't think it would have particularly shook out any other sort of way. You know from Sister Charity Birch of the Temple of the Earth and Moon that the gun was stolen from a sister temple on another continent. You know from the Perez clan all about the wonders of Citrus.
Yeah.
And you know from Sweet Caldwell, he knows a cop, an arcology, a corporate security officer named Stuart Poe. You found out information about Stuart Poe that way. You have no idea who Joel Scott is.
I mean, I guess we can go talk to Stuart Poe unless anyone has any better ideas. That is like our one current lead.
Yeah, no, I mean, until we... Well, I mean, the temple lead remains the most troubling, but yeah, we should just go keep going down the list.
Yep. And then once we get to the list, we'll have to figure out everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
There is a cohesive picture and an image. I do promise this.
I thought the pictures were kind of blurry.
Depends on what you're looking at.
Dang it.
All right. You're going to go talk to Stuart Poe. Poe is broadly found in leather. Leather, as I previously mentioned, is the entertainment district. You were here very briefly looking at Esme Correct's place of residence, but this place, more than all others, is absolutely your classic neon and signs and awnings, but it's much more like homey in the sense that, like, this is how do I phrase it? One of the big points of comparison is absolutely going to be the city of Los Angeles and Blade Runner. However, it's not raining nearly as much. And also, there is a sense of community. There is a sense of cooperation. Stuff is hanging, like, laundry hangs between, like, buildings. You know what I mean? People have curtains that flap out into the streets. It's not the safest place to be in the arcology, but then again, it's an arcology. There's, you know, crime around every corner. But there is a warmth to it. There is an earthiness to it. There is a tactile sense of community and people watching each other's backs here. So I'm going to ask you a question. You have Poe's number. Where does Poe tell you to meet him? I have a suggestion if you all don't have ideas, but I want to give you the opportunity.
Is there like a... No, I mean, I guess in the spirit of... If we don't want to seem threatening, we should do it in as open a place as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to freak these people out. So, like, some is there just like an open area somewhere, like a large crossroads in the arcology, like streets?
Sure. I mean, yes, there's plenty of streets. There's plenty of street markets and so on and so forth. Anybody have anything more specific than just out in public? Because otherwise, I will take the wheel.
I was thinking, I don't know if there's a specific term, like not a full police station, but like a little sort of, not a checkpoint either.
Mm-hmm.
Like a smaller sort of, I don't know what the word would be, like outpost?
Yeah, sure, like a police booth.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Like make it semi-official.
Gotcha. All right. That's fun. So you're going to have to go to him to his police booth. It's literally, it is like a newspaper kiosk if it was meant for cops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, perusing the newspapers and the magazines, you've got a bunch of different like sheets and like forms you could fill out. Taller man, lanky, not particularly muscular or athletic, but that broad sense of just like this guy's kind of in shape. He's got black slick back hair and darker skin, and is currently wearing the corporate officer uniform, or the arcology security uniform, seated behind his desk, looks at the four of you and is like, okay, well, looks like we got some pilot business going on here.
Does anybody want to take the lead? Because I don't mind doing so.
If you got something, you can take the lead.
Okay.
Put our best hand forward.
Yeah. They're extending the ham of friendship.
I guess Ham as the communicator, Ham could have made the call to ask where to meet.
That tracks.
Sure.
All right, so we are kind of on their turf. So polite and formal, probably mask on just for a more sincere personality, but just, yes, hi, Pilot Business, we are from the Blue Bottle. We are looking for a stolen firearm, actually. We were told you might have some info, and I will produce the photograph.
He takes a look at it and is like, hi, you're looking for a stolen firearm. Well, you're not the only people doing that sort of thing. There's a funky looking gun.
That's...
When you say we're not the only people, are there people looking for this gun in particular, or just firearms?
Ma'am, we live in a society.
Hell yeah, we do.
He gives Haywire the sup nod. A lot of people looking for a lot of missing things. I never seen a gun like this before in my life, but it looks cool. I wouldn't be happy if I was lose if I lost this myself.
Yes, it's fair to say we're not happy.
All right, you want to fill out an official form?
Sure.
All right, he gives you a clipboard and a pen.
All right, Ham has enough arcology business to probably, like, not botch this form filling out.
Yep.
Don't
she is
forget to check the boxes.
She is a clown by nature, not necessarily by societal outcasting.
That's right. Ham is not the sort of person who thinks crime would be funny. Like some kind of joker. Imagine someone who thinks crime is funny.
Yeah, it is just a crazy stuff for Ham.
Yep. Ham would dance down a flight of stairs, so.
That's different. Ham would dance down anything if she could.
Yeah.
You take Ham to a firehouse, you got yourself a music video.
It's a weapon of choice video, except the party popper crashes through the ceiling halfway through.
There you go.
Pretty good. Yeah. So you're filling out an official you're filling out an official missing gun form.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to provide the picture of the gun?
Do we have a way of doing that we can hang on to it?
Yeah, sure. You make a copy of it. It's digital. Sure.
Do I just like hold it up to Fax's face or something?
He gives you a number.
You know, while we're here, I mean, like, filling out a form is all well and good and all that, but, like, I do want to impress upon you, this is maybe a little bit time sensitive, so if you heard anything, if anyone, is kind of, like, making a lot of noise about, like, any, like, particular, like, leads or... any, rumblings in the criminal underworld or anything? You know? Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Little crumb?
Yeah,
winningest smile.
He just kind of like, this is going to be like a, what's it called? This is going to be like some kind of role in order to get information.
That's fine.
You are pumping a cop for information.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I don't have anything to like tap for this.
Yeah, no, this is just a straight up D20 roll, my man.
This is just a roll. Here it goes. I would like to re-roll it, but you can enjoy the name.
Why your mother's roller. Husband? Wow. That's pretty good, man.
I can't believe Wiremother stepping on a cloth mother like that.
No, I think Wiremother is probably Polly.
So you took her name, Haywire?
Yeah. I would like to reroll. I think failing while trying to get info out of a cop is bad. I am going to use my motto, which is one life, one shot. Take it to reroll.
One life, one shot. Talk to a cop.
Yep, that's right.
Don't think about it.
It's marginal. It's still a failure.
This is fun, though. This is no, it's not this a is... failure.
Oh, is that the mixed
tough choice? Isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is very fun for Jessica. You succeed in your action, but at a cost. The meter gives you a tough choice with some sort of setback attached. We're attacking you, hit, but you must make a tough choice. He gives you the once-over, and he's like, you're full electronics, aren't you, buddy?
Tap my my cybernetic like visor with my cybernetic hands.
Like,
ding, ding.
Yeah, I getcha. All right. Tell you what, I'm sorry, I'm reading over this fine young lady's information. What are you asking me again? Just give it to me straight, real quick. Don't dance around it. I'm interested in what it is you could do for me in exchange for a little bit of information.
Oh, sure, yeah. I just wanted to know if, you know, anyone, you know, in the general grapevine is, you know, all hot and bothered about some kind of like fancy new you know, shipment of weapons or, you know, something. You know? We really want this thing. We're really hoping we can find this, and I think it would cause a lot of commotion if people knew what it was.
I understand completely, and I think we are on the same page, my man. Why don't you step into my office real quick? We're gonna have a chat.
Haywire, take, you know, look at each of the other pilots here.
You want me to call the blue bottle lawyer?
Yeah. So, don't worry about it. And, you know, go.
Countess, the Fifth Amendment does not exist on this planet.
Miss Countess, do we have a lawyer on the blue bottle?
We get people who say they're lawyers, at least.
Michal probably had to do some kind of arbitration at some point.
I think I know the name of the Blue Bottle's lawyer, but you're all going to get mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Go for it.
Lobo.
What?
Lobo.
Lobo. Oh.
Sure, why not?
Lobo, yeah.
L-A-W-B-O. Lobo.
Lobo capable. Lobo promise clients win rate.
I thought you were making a joke on the long bones.
No, this was inspired by me seeing that tweet earlier of somebody trying to guess Pokemon names.
Bugbo.
Dogly.
Okay.
Yeah. So he opens the side door, and he also you go in there, and he flips a switch that like closes all the shutters and everything, and locks this place down with the two of you inside of it. But he's not fucking with you. He's having a conversation with everybody else. I am half tempted to have everybody else mute, but that's too much of a pain, like deafen. That's too much of a pain in the ass. So you know, honor system, everybody else. All right, here's what I need you to do. You are interested in finding missing firearms, missing guns. or shipments that are currently going in and out of Aspirate, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about wearing a wire? But, you know, not for biological purposes, for, you know.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it right now. Sure. I got somebody that deals with guns and deals with all sorts of shit. I need information, or at the very least, I need somebody who's wearing something to walk around in one of their locations. Not trail them necessarily, but get in one of their holdings, poke around. Hell, you don't even need to record or talk to them at all. Just wearing something will help me and the others map out this location.
Sure, why the hell not? Yeah.
All right. I forget, does one of you have a thing that's just like, I can hide something up my ass?
No.
I don't have
metaphorically any, speaking.
I don't have any hammer space anal cavity abilities now.
I don't think any of us took hauler.
Spend one AP to pull any reasonably sized object out of your body.
Yes, it's a S point in this case.
Jesus Christ. No, I was thinking of somebody might just have something at some point that's like you can hide something on your person, blah blah blah.
Oh, so we've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time. It's ass pirate.
Let's see.
Oh, I need to take a drink of water. Okay. I'm done. Anyway.
Man, we go right from helping the corporations to working for the cops.
Well, you see, Haywire is not very discerning.
Haywire may be kind of amoral. Haywire may be kind of a mercenary.
Yeah, Haywire might actually just like getting paid most of the time.
Funny, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
The pig hero of justice, Countess, Fax, and Haywire. Our heroes, ladies and gentlemen, and folks who self-identify.
I don't think Haywire's ever called himself a hero.
No. Others have. Anyway, so you are given a module that, pick a limb.
You know what? Let's just roll 1d4.
Ooh.
Left arm, right arm, left leg, right leg.
Sure, man.
Right leg.
Oh, boy, this is gonna be real fun if somebody has to rip it out your leg. Mm-hmm. All right, you have a tracker / wire in your right leg now.
Yeah,
you know, it's
just like a Pokemon Go like step reader.
Yeah, pretty much. But like, it's actually hidden inside of your limb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "All right, cool, man. There's his cat. I need you to check out." Down in Silk. Man's got money. But I don't know much more than that. And you need to be wearing that. Because I don't think they're going to expect you to be wearing a wire where you're going. For where they decide to talk business. Man you're looking for is by the name of Joel Scott.
Okay, is that all?
Sorry, I was taking a brain inhale, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's involved in trade, he's involved in moving stuff around, but, you know, that dirty money, he's got unseemly interests. He does a lot of work moving stuff in and out of the grind, So God only knows what he's got going into the markets. I got a location of a place that he likes to frequent, and he meets some interesting people there. So you're going to go in there, and we're going to see what it is he has to say, or what the layout of that facility is like. He's got a vested, what's it called? He's got a vested interest in this place. Which is to say, brain fart, he's an investor in this place. He's put money into it. You're looking tired, man. When was the last time you went to a spa?
You know, I was trying to keep count in my head. I think I've basically lost track entirely. That's way too long a story to get into, though.
I like you. You got a good head on your shoulders. Make sure you don't cut it off, right? All right, I'm going to give you the address. You're going to want to go there. Probably not tonight. Probably another night. Be too suspicious if you just immediately ran over there. Tell the others. Don't tell the others. I don't really care. The ones you tell, you make sure that they're cool, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I will say, as much as we all disagree on Blue Bottle, but I do trust them.
All right. I just don't want them to look. Folks know that you're wearing a wire. They're probably going to act a little squirrely, a little suspicious. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep them on their best behavior.
Oh yeah.
Hey, give you a thumbs up. You are released. You don't have to continue to talk to this man anymore. Unless you want to like ask him any specific questions. I'd say you're free to ask him some questions, but you're going to get more specific information after this.
I don't really know what I want to ask him.
You can crowdsource the table.
Anyone have any general question ideas? I honestly can't think of anything.
Well, if you don't think, like, what other big names are there in the underworld that we could snoop into on our own time after we've done this? Like, if as long as we're just looking for people who trade in weapons, like maybe he knows one other guy. I don't know.
Yeah, he will get you more specific. information of like other folks to like of other trees to shake if you want to do that. But that's sure. Also very much like you know. That's stuff that's going to happen after the work you do is done.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd probably just move along. Yeah, gonna exit the room. Give a big thumbs up. Say, everyone cool?
Yeah, you have a fun time chatting with the cop?
Yeah, I got a good lead for us to go check out. Not everyone needs to go. He just asked me to do a little favor. But, yeah. So any of you feel like you want to take a little tour of a spa? Maybe tomorrow night, maybe the night after. We got an address. We got a name of an individual. And that's probably all you really need to know.
A name of an individual connected to the big gun, to be clear. It's not just you.
Oh, yeah. No, spot. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, we can go just politely, kind of scope it out. See what's up.
The favor he wanted was for you to go to a spa?
Yeah.
That's a good favor.
Yeah, we're good buds now.
Max just shakes their head. We're going to have to stand outside the whole time. gonna be too humid sure in they there. Can
polish your screen or something.
Awful. All
right. You'll be going to Silk. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Just broadly.
I guess, like, maybe Countess would be walking around, just kind of listening to people, just in case she happens to hear anyone say, "Hey, did you hear about the weird gun they found in the bathroom over there? It's still there," or some equivalent. Just people listening.
Sorry, I got interrupted by a message. Can you repeat that again real quick?
Countess is just kind of walking around listening to people, just an off chance anyone happens to be talking about anything that would be relevant to.
Oh, no, if you want gossip, there's plenty of gossip. There's plenty of shit going on, but nobody's really talking about missing guns.
Yeah. I figured probably not, but worth a shot.
Yeah, no.
You never know.
Fair enough. You can keep your ear to the ground, poke around. But it's not really particularly turning up any information. Fax, Ham, Haywire, what are y'all doing for the rest of the day?
I'm not sure what, I mean, what other avenues of investigation we have, so.
No, you can just do other shit. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Oh, yeah, then, yeah, finding a small electronic repair place to get a new faceplate.
Oh, sure.
Get a crack taken out.
Yeah, what kind of new faceplate are you getting? Just like a general one?
Oh, literally just like replacing the glass on the tablet face, not actually getting a different face.
Oh, you're not going to get like a custom.
No, that's a big investment, and they wouldn't shop around here for it.
I honestly think Haywire will tag along to the electronics markets and just kind of poke through for fun.
All right, you looking for anything in particular, or are you bringing anything back to... Because you are staying with the... you're staying at the temple. You do have a little place set up at the temple.
I think Haywire finds a lucky cat. Figurine.
Oh.
Little waving paw. Very cute.
Very nice. Like, is it... One of those... Is it, like, plain lucky cat classic... Or is it like a fancy little thing or like a cyborg Lucky Cat?
I think this is Lucky Cat Classic. You know it, you love it.
I think Ham is probably going to hang out with Countess. She's kind of alternating between mask on and mask off. She's having a little bit of a hard time deciding which way she wants to be at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Not cool, but like, hopefully you are able to figure it out and just be comfy, Ham.
There are complicated thoughts about being in an arcology again.
Do you want to talk about it with the others?
Okay, let's do a little bit of actual roleplay in this role-playing game, why not?
Sure.
So, yeah, if she's going with Countess at some point, she is going to just sort of actually offer up her mask. The big mask with a cracked eye where it looks like a bullet went through it. It's going, you know, did I ever tell you why I wear this thing?
No, I don't believe so.
That belonged to my brother. He had ties to a small... radical group at my old arcology. They got a hold of him one day and did that. That's why I took off to join the rest of you guys.
Well, I'm sorry about your brother.
Thanks. Listen, he was real cool and all. I'm trying to do that. So I hope I'm being helpful to you, Otlan.
Oh, of course. You've always, you know, you're a good part team. Always, you know, always good to have a fight. You're, you know, good at finding ways to talk to people. Yeah, yes, you've been a good member of the team, I think.
That makes me happy. Thanks, Countess.
Mm-hmm. Listen, since we're having this talk, if you ever feel like I'm steamrolling you or the others, like I'm like bossing you around or getting involved in things you don't want to get involved in, just feel free to let me know.
Okay, I will, but like I trust you, Countess. Like I said, my brother had this whole paramilitary thing going on. He was a revolutionary, and I don't know, I'm not him. I trust you. You're good at leading people.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to that trust.
God, Primaria is fucking up there in Otis's brain. I am sorry, but like, wow. Hi. So, spa times, y'all. You're going to Silk. As I previously mentioned, Silk is an upscale neighborhood. Or district, really. It's not luxurious like Cotton in the way that Cotton was able to flaunt its space as necessary. You know what I mean? Cotton had space for farms. Cotton had space for grow houses and greenhouses and so on and so forth. This is a much more tightly packed place than Cotton. It's roughly like the same size as Cotton, but there is more people, there's more houses. The houses aren't huge in the sense of height and mass. But they are old houses, they are well established houses. And there's just a lot of you four don't fit in here again. People mm-hmm. are able to, like, the most, like, low-class clothes that you were seeing people wear, you would see people wear at, like, have, like, a slightly upscale, like, department store mannequin, like, in our world. And that's, like, the people who are, like, tasteless or, like, tacky, or these are like the common wear clothes. It's not, you know, Hunger Games high fashion all the time, but people are carrying themselves with like a certain air of like elitism, minimalism. And you are given the address that you were given is a entire city block that has been converted into a singular spa. It doesn't have a name. It's that kind of spa. You know?
Very quick question. If it's been a day or two, do I get AP back? Or we have not been back to the blue bottle.
We haven't been back to the blue bottle.
That's fair.
Yep. You can just like look at it from the outside. This is the sort of place that has like pools and recreation centers and saunas. And just all sorts of stuff.
Is this like if a Korean spa like took over an entire like borough?
Not necessarily Korean spa, more like Icelandic spa.
Okay. I was thinking like, do they have like a hot room, a cold room, a salt room, a dry room, a wet room?
Yes.
Yeah, is it like there are that many
different treatments, or is it just kind of like scaled up for lots of people at once?
Actually, I am looking at Sojo Spa Club. It is like a Sojo Spa Club. It is like a Korean bathhouse or like an Icelandic. It is like the Platon. It is like international bathhouse spa. Vibes.
The All Spa.
Yeah, the Omni Spa. Rejuvenate your soul in the heated bath. Go to the Himalayan salt sauna. They do Reiki here.
Experience wet 2.0.
You can roll you around in the salt. Cure you. Cure you.
I kind of want to go to a spa.
You want to get salted? Okay.
Yeah. You want to get spot? Spot. You want to get salted? Who doesn't? No.
Odd and nurtured?
You want to make more Reiki? Sure, we all do.
Okay. And there's, what's it called? You know, there's also chiropractic. There's all sorts of, like, woo-woo shit that's just not real. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. It is a city block that has been converted into this sort of thing. There are people coming in and out, and there are ways in. So my question is, like, how are y'all getting in? What's the plan?
Are we getting in?
Yeah, like, what's your entry plan?
Oh, is there a huge waiting list? Or would we not be able to just do a walk-in? Is our money no good here?
Sorry, what was the name of the guy? Joel?
Joel Scott.
Joel Scott.
Scott.
He is the last name on our list.
Okay.
We're not really, yeah.
Just double-checking.
Yeah.
And he runs Spa Town.
Pretty much. I will say, you do have somebody who has some powers.
Could be anyone.
I do. I will note, that's one AP every time I decide to lie at a person.
Yep.
So if we need to start shooting people, I am going to be tapped pretty quick.
Talk too much, can't shoot gun.
Yeah. That is how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
It do be like that sometimes.
It do be like that.
I like being social is exhausting. You run out of spoons real quick, and then you can't aim your gun as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the social battery also powers the doohickey.
Oh. Yeah. Ham says something mildly awkward and has to think about it afterwards, and it influences her aim.
I'm gonna think about that one all day.
It's like I tripped a little, and I was fine, but they looked at me weird, and now it's like I'm going to be replaying that for the next week.
Aw. Yeah, if you want to, like, fabricate a way in, you have a name. You know this dude is crooked. It's probably going to be your best way in.
That is true. I feel like, given Ham's background, the best way of doing this is we are hired entertainment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that could work.
I am literally a professional clown formerly.
Yep, here's the spa clown.
Hell yeah.
You go into the banana cream pie. You go to the banana cream pie room, then you go into the scarf room.
Look, it's significantly less depressing than a hospital clown.
Hospital clowns are supposed to be fun, though. Huh?
No, I know, but in context.
I don't know. If I saw a clown at a spa, I'd think something's wrong.
I wouldn't like that. I would rather see a clown at a hospital doing fun, like, sleight of hand tricks for children.
Yeah, spots are more of a mime territory. I would
say. Yeah, probably.
I'm going to make a post, and that's going to date this episode.
Yeah. Horny season.
No. Stop that.
We're shipping the post with the episode.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say we were shipping the clown with the mime, and you can't do that. It's like the Capulets and the Montagues. Never the two shall meet.
Oh. It's black and white and red all over.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah, if anybody has a better idea than Ham loudly announcing that they are hired entertainment come for one of the guests, I can go with that. Otherwise,
also, I just want to say before we get going, I think all Haywire has said to the rest of you is, I'm just here to look around. That's all you need to know. And if we see Mr. Joel Scott, that's great.
I mean, I think all of us here look around, but okay.
All right. I feel like somehow it always comes back to clowning.
Well, you?
You're the one who keeps making clown characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
when you all you have is a clown, everything looks like a circus.
Red nose found on face.
Wow.
I say that with love. Yes, you're gonna. Are you gonna say you're his clown or just like a clown for like John Smith?
Oh my god. We could go right to the top here. We could just say we were hired to surprise Joel Scott. Because this is a big building. We'll be able to find him way quicker if we just get that information now.
Yeah. We don't provide our own giant cake, so you'll have to furnish that for us.
Oh, no, there's a big cake in storage on the blue bottle. Don't worry about it.
Jesus.
It was my only rations when I left the arcology.
Oh, now it's sad.
Might be a little stale, but still edible.
Now it's funny again. All right. So you're going to say that you are here to surprise him. Well, this will definitely be a surprise. How do you feel about wearing your pig hero of justice get up in a sauna?
Well, I think it actually will serve the act a little better if I don't have it on, because she's a pretty exuberant person. She has a butterfly tattooed on her cheek.
Yeah, fair enough. Alright, so the staff is more than willing to be like, okay, you are a strange woman, but you do read as a clown. That checks out. Let's take you to Mr. Scott ASAP. I'm gonna make this weird. He looks like historic descriptions of Jesus.
Okay.
With like a massive, like flowing hair. Like he's just got a dude's just got like rocker hair. Just sitting in a guru. Yeah, big guru energy. He's sitting in a sauna with a towel on his lap, and they're gonna leave the four of you to it as you poke around and you just like look around. What are you gonna do?
As we are approaching, I am going to just kind of quite go, Mr. Haywire, were you looking for anything in particular?
No. Like I said, I'm just here to take a bit of a tour.
Yeah, we're looking for the gun, if you haven't seen a gun, of course.
Well, we shouldn't talk about that.
Okay, we're looking for you-know-what, if we happen to see you-know-what. See, this is why I said the gun.
Because I could probably, like, I still have some of my old stuff. I could probably, like, actually put on an act and buy, like, a little time. Not a lot of time. I don't have all my stuff, and he is in a sauna.
Sure, feel like it.
That hampers my physical comedy options slightly.
I'm sure you can figure it out. Yeah, I don't know. I just got to take a little tour.
Have fun.
I will.
Are you going to go off on your own?
I don't know. It sounds like everyone's going to go watch a clown act. I just need to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like Fax going with the clown and pretending to be the, Fax has their camera. They can pretend to be the photographer for the clown.
Fair enough.
Be a real photographer.
It's adding to the it's adding to the facade.
Sure.
Facade.
Yep. All right, where's Candace going?
I can go with A1.
You could be a straight woman.
Sure, yeah.
A what?
Straight woman.
Straight woman.
Oh. All I heard was stray woman. I wasn't sure what that could mean.
Countess can never be a straight woman.
No.
But I think I could go with Haywire, potentially, unless he like shoots me off.
No.
Okay. Then I'll go with Haywire.
All right. We should figure out who's doing what where. Let's do Fax and Ham talking to Scott first. He's currently alone in the sauna. Are you just going to go in there? Are you going to wait till he comes out to surprise him?
We are trying to buy time. I feel like catching him as he is leaving is a good idea. And it gives me a moment. Fax, do you have any, like, music playing capacities?
God, yes, probably.
Oh my God,
they've got an internal library and they can use their speakers as whatever.
Did Fax get that U2 album that everyone had to deal with?
Oh my God, oh my yes, God. This body absolutely came with that pre-installed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually on a chip that part of their repairs they want to do one day is remove it.
You can't remove it. It'll destroy the whole system.
Oh God, the U2 album is the coconut tut PNG that keeps the whole thing working.
Right.
Oh my God. So yeah, it's the only way that the brain uploads work.
Yeah, I think I would prefer Oblivion.
All right, well, that won't work.
You're that desperate. You're already on the edge of that.
God damn it!
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Fax, I'm gonna need like, I don't know, just some traditional circus music. I will need a fanfare for when he comes out. If you can cue that up, that we could start. I may try and prompt you into other things later. Have you done any slapstick before?
Not in my immediate memory, no.
Okay, just leave that part to me then. Geez, I'm already right. This feels like I'm at home, just getting ready to try and please some rich guy. God damn it. Okay. But yeah, I'm if you've got a fanfare ready as soon as it comes out, I will start with the distractions.
You got it. And they just start, yeah, basically playing some copyright-free, completely bog-standard circus music. A little on the nose, but it's a big red nose, so.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little bit crunch. It's just sort of a,
oh yeah. It sounds a little bit like it's coming out of a Sega Genesis.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Yes, Fax for the MSX. He just kind of looks at him. He's like, well, aren't you just a special little butterfly?
I mean, I absolutely start this off by, like, trying to slide across the sauna floor up to him and pratfalling.
Yeah, he starts laughing, he starts chuckling a little bit, he's like, okay, this is new, this is novel, I don't know what this is. Who put you up to this?
Oh boy. This might just be another. You know what? One of my lie options is omission. I can carefully omit one fact about myself or my allies or the situation we are in. I think I can say that that will be part of a surprise for later this evening.
Oh, you're here with...
That's true.
Okay, you are a surprise for later this evening. That is very interesting. What's your name, Miss Clown?
Once again, she will give her real name, which is, I don't know if I've said it on air, it is Diane.
All right, Diane. Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
It took like 12 sessions, but I did get you.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, what?
I don't think I've got it.
Isn't Pinkie Pie's middle name Diane?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Fuck.
Why do you know that, Jess?
Because I watched so much My Little Pony. We've had the conversation about my opinions on the horses. We can't relitigate this. Let's keep going.
I have literally already told you that was her real name.
Yeah, but it did not click until this moment. He's like, all right, I have to work, I have to walk, I have to talk, but you know what? You follow me. You and the boombox.
All right, sounds great. Come on, Mr. Boombox. Mix Boombox. Sorry.
Oh, that's a Max just person.
Hurry along.
Neat. And the two of you, the three of you, just start walking through the halls. Meanwhile, Haywire and Countess, what are the two of you knuckleheads up to? This is an exciting delineation of splitting up that does not tend to happen normally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Countess and Haywire, what are you two up to?
I mean, Mr. Policeman, did just say, like, part of this job is literally getting, like, the lay of the land. Like, literally just kind of mapping the place.
Yep.
I would like to start doing this.
I'm gonna need another roll from somebody.
That's fine.
I don't think I have anything relevant in this case.
I mean, I'll roll.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Dice be upon me. So yeah, I think, yeah, as we head away, I think Haywire would just be like, those two gonna be okay?
I think so. I think Ham seems used to this kind of situation, and Fex is a pretty good advisor, I'd say.
Yeah. No, I just thought it'd be better if they didn't necessarily have to be in the loop about anything that's coming next. I think right now we're just gonna take a little walk.
Okay.
Oh yeah, the two of you are just strolling. It's no trouble at all. Not hard to kind of poke around and follow the main structure of this place. It is the size of a city block, so it is a lot. But you're also just like taking your time walking, mapping this place out. A panoply of rich ass things await you. Not to put too fine a point on it, just there is wealth beyond measure and comprehension that is at work within this facility. You are not participating directly inside of it, directly in it, but you are seeing signs for like rooms that offer procedures. You're just like, what the fuck is that? Calcium demagnetizing, is that a real thing? Or do people think that's a real thing? It's that sort of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, look at the demonstrator. They have little explainers for stuff that are on the outside of the doors. And it, like, shows, like, a cartoon skeleton inside of, like, an MRI. Ooh. And it's, like, it's a calcium demagnetizer. It's, like, what does that do? Oh, it recalibrates your ionic chakras. Is that a real thing? I don't know.
It costs $12,000.
Is it billable to your insurance? Oh, sure. Rich people insurance will just cover it.
Yeah.
It is lovely here. It is nice here. You are recognizing some people here, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't recognize this person in specific. You do recognize the clean suit. The lime green clean suit. It's not Dan. It's not Beef. But that is somebody with a Perez clan jumpsuit.
Is it necessarily one of the Perez's or just one of their employees? Or are they all actually... I forget, sorry.
Oh, interesting.
It's both.
Are they... Sorry, so they're in like a clean suit. Are they like fully like like masked up?
No, when I say clean suit, like, sorry. Speed suit. Not clean suit, speed suit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Dr. Venture style speed suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What? They're there in, like, a hazmat, like, bubble suit? What?
No, not quite. My bad. Yeah, there's a cafe. They're currently seated at a cafe. They're having lunch. Like, a nurse is talking to them about, whatever. But, like, you can't overhear it from here. You're just watching it, like, from across... like a courtyard.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
There's still more info to unlock if you want to push forward, but you have this place like pretty well. What's the word I'm looking for? You have this place like pretty well established. You have this place pretty locked down, in the public areas. I mean. You're going to have to start intruding if you want deeper information.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a question for Countess, because Countess is here. And I think Haywire is going to... it's like an open like table or something. We can just like sit at.
Yep, pardon me.
Like, so, yeah. You were going to be hiding anything in plain sight. Where do you think it would be?
Well, I suppose it depends on... I suppose it depends on where... what it was, but... I suppose I would hide it somewhere where... you would... where it wouldn't stand out. So, like, you know, if I were going to hide a, if I were going to hide a spoon, I might hide it in a silverware drawer, that kind of thing. So,
right. So if we were looking for somewhere where deals are made, I think maybe it would just be right in the middle of all the private spa rooms?
Yeah, somewhere where if people are talking, that wouldn't draw attention.
All right. You want to go see about getting some premium service?
Yes, in service of our mission, yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Do you have something in mind for what you want to do in particular, or just...
I think what would...
So, like, I mean... There...
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I mean, I have to think, like, again, like, somewhere, something where, like, we are still going to be like around a lot of people. So like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like mud bath or something. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like within one of the, I don't know, like, yeah, like within one of the like sauna areas or like, you know, one of the particular rooms. It's just like, where, what if there was like a series of rooms that people are going to be going into and out of anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, okay, if we're going to go have like criminal dealings, what if everyone just like went into one of these rooms that is actually, you know, there for criminal dealings and not for, you know, getting good skincare. I mean, it could be both.
Ah, gotcha. So you're looking for the sonic therapy rooms.
Sure.
Well, there's different levels of sound and there's different levels of, you know, vibration on the body, so on and so forth. Loosen up the ligaments, realign your neurochemistry, so on and so forth. But also, it's really hard to be spied on when you're inside of a sonic therapy chamber.
That's true.
You know?
I've often said that, yes.
All right, so the two of you are going to go to the Pear Wiggler. Perfectly fine.
Yeah, P-A-I-R Wiggler.
They are a pair, and they shall be wiggled appropriately. Mm-hmm. All right, Hammond Fax.
Hello.
Well,
Scott pulls a set of robes on and kind of just like starts walking, talking, being followed by a clown and her musical accompaniment. He's not like super paying you mind, but like he's always kind of like watching out of the corner of his eye, and like the chuckles that he offers are genuine, and he's definitely doing this to get like a rise out of people. Cause like you are most likely doing your routine in sincere faith.
Oh, absolutely. She's doing a little bit of like careful acrobatics, a cartwheel here, a handstand there. So she will at one point find like a food cart, mm-hmm, and just take some hors d'oeuvres and juggle them.
Yeah, while you're doing that, he's talking to somebody who's very clearly like a lawyer, and like the tight bun sort of like lawyer. And the lawyer's just like staring at you. He's just like, check that out. Somebody rented a clown to follow me around. Can you fucking believe that? Look at this shit. It's great. She's great. Her name is Diane. I'm going to fucking give her number to like everybody around here. It's delightful. It's wonderful. I am beside myself right now. The novelty is insane. I gotta hire this girl to like come to a party or something, and it'll just have her do shit. It'll be funny. It'll be great. Yeah. Not a ton is happening. I'm going to say that like if Fax wants to poke around, because like Ham is kind of doing the majority of the distracting, Fax is going to have to make a roll for it or just like tell me what it is they're looking for. But you are definitely keeping him distracted. You are definitely staying in his good graces.
Red.
Yeah. yeah, I guess I should give it a shot to gather some additional information, though I have absolutely no. I like, does he have any stuff that he's leaving unattended while we're following him around, or that I can like rifle through when he's not looking? I'm not sure.
Yes. You want to be sneaky like that? You can be sneaky like that.
Yeah. That seems like an idea.
Well, specifically, he's wearing like robes, but he's handling a lot of paperwork. It would not be unreasonable for you to fucking use your zoom and enhance augmented vision to just like...
I've also got a camera. You might not necessarily clock that he's having his stuff...
Fax.
Yeah.
It is a Polaroid camera.
If he's not paying attention, he might not notice. I don't know.
Fax?
Well, it's Watergate style, okay?
Oh, boy. You been reading those G. Gordon Liddy books again? Is Fax going to demonstrate how they're able to like put out a cigarette by pinching it and not feeling any pain? And then somebody's going to be like, Fax, you don't feel pain. I know. It's because I've trained my hands with martial arts. That's a true fact about G. Gordon Liddy. Why do I know that about him? Anyway, give me a roll. That is a nat 20.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. That's the biggest number you can ever roll.
The robot who sentried up. I get it.
I'm not the robot sentry. I'm the robot who sentried up. Robot sentry is a terrible name for an automatic gun from Alien. I'm sorry. That was a shit call, guys.
Well, it was the 80s, you know.
It would be a good name for a band.
We should start a band called Sun Crusher.
Us, just thinking the same thing.
That's a joke for us. All right. Facts?
Yes.
I'm going to give you two pieces of information because he did so well.
Okay.
The first is that while you are doing this sort of stuff, he's filling out some paperwork, and he's just casually talking to somebody, and he's like, "So is Dr. Caldwell interested in another donation to the clinic?" That we have on site. Yes, but you know the restorative therapy procedures. He's kind of unsure about the structure. No, it's fine. Dr. Caldwell, I know him from way back. It's fine. I'll talk to him. We'll get it all squared away. You don't have to worry where the money's going to come from. He's always going to come through. Don't worry about it. So you know that. There's a connection between Dr. Caldwell and Joel Scott. And even just poking around and looking around, you do see that there is actually a Caldwell wing of this facility. So there is like, there is something going on here. That's the information you would have gotten as a result of that's the result you would have gotten of just a regular success. That information. What you find out because your happy little ass rolled a natural 20 is he's having a conversation with somebody about like access to the secured areas. And he's just like, no, don't worry about it. Just do what we've been doing before. Just have the janitor keys unlock any access to the secured areas. It's fine. Like, you're talking like logistics and security, and he has basically just admitted within earshot of the clown and the boombox. If you just pinch a janitor key, you can get into the areas you shouldn't.
Ooh.
Like the hitman costume that just completely and totally explodes this level is the janitor costume.
Gosh, I'm not sure who's best place to take advantage of that. I'm not sure how far Fax could get as the new janitor that nobody remembers.
You'll need to fashion a mustache out of some broom bristles.
Oh yeah, I'll just sweep the floor.
Wallpaper paste.
the spa. Just make it a sordid mustache. I don't know. They probably have haircuts somewhere. Yeah, it's a horrible thought.
You.
You'd have to get your screen replaced again.
Yeah, that's a good point. I did just get that fixed. Be a shame.
All right, we're going to jump back to Haywire and Countess. So you're in the sonic therapy. It is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. You don't have to take your clothes off. Most people have taken their clothes off. But you're standing around. It's like... yeah, let's be maximalist. You know those old videos that are just like, we are standing and we are doing our music video in a room that is full of... what's it called? Music videos that are just full of like speakers, and the speakers are just like throbbing and like different volumes and stuff like that. It's like that. That's what sonic therapy is like. It's like being in a rock and roll music video. But there's like benches you can sit on and shit.
So what? We like literally, it's just people sitting here getting sound blasted?
Yeah, pretty much.
Neat.
I bet that's whatever's on the other end of Haywire's wire.
Yeah, it probably sounds great. Did what you asked, boss. I made it really awful to listen to.
Yep.
Are there like any rooms here that people are like going in and out of?
Oh, totally. Like, what sort of people are you looking for is my main thing. Like, are you looking for the suspicious people?
You know, I think I would actually looking for people who are God, my brain just stopped working. Looking for people who are still wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Less likely to be working here. Or more likely to be working here, rather. Than the people without them.
Well, and that clothes can be used to hide guns and other...
people who have pockets, who could carry, like, documents or, I don't know, like, small amounts of money or, you know, whatever.
Now, I do know some people have that ability that lets them hide stuff up their ass, but not Jesus everybody Christ. Does.
That's like a level one criminal ability, but none of us took the criminal pilot, class.
No.
So yeah.
So you're looking for people that are like still wearing clothes and like passing stuff back and forth.
Yeah, just seeing if there's like a pattern of people going in.
Yes. Yeah, there are. You're not sure what the pattern is precisely, but you do tell that there is a pattern that involves they're passing slips of paper to each other. It's not showy. It's not flashy. It's not like, give me the money, I'll give you a gun. It's more surreptitious than that. I will say you're probably going to need to make a check in order to find out more concrete information than that. But is that a helpful starting point or no?
I think so.
Could we? I don't know that Countess would necessarily be the best person to try this, but could we to pickpocket one of the notes?
Oh, that's definitely doable.
Yeah, I mean, I could try, and I don't know if I'll give it a shot. I guess. No.
Bovine and Tessa Thompson.
Cow and Tess.
God damn it. Fair enough.
Let's say I'm just gonna let it ride. It's a mixed success still, so I'm just gonna
let that rock, I think.
How do I make this? Alright, interesting. You can get what you want. You're gonna have to deal with shit on the other end. It looks like you're in the clear.
Yeah.
It's gonna be what a
frosty chocolate milkshakes for everyone.
What a generous mix of success. I won't think about that anymore. But I suppose I'd find somewhere to take a look at this note quietly, see what we get.
Are you gonna take it, or are you just gonna like skim it real quick?
That's a good question. I guess I probably ought to be better to skim it, and then I don't know if I ought to try and save things like try and reverse pickpocket, but I can like put it on the ground so it could just be like I dropped it.
Pockpick it.
Sure. All right, so you are gonna leave it behind though. All right, fair enough. It is a time, it is a location. You, Countess, you understand what this is now. People are passing dead drops. They are not bringing stuff here. What they are doing is they are passing information on where to find payments or where to find a pickup. That's what they're doing in order to facilitate transfers here.
Good to know.
While all that's going on, Haywire is also enjoying the sonic therapy.
Yeah, he would.
Just really, like, kind of zoning out while the waves just blast over.
Yeah, I'm going to whisper this information to Haywire, but in here, the equivalent of whispering is yelling at the top of your voice.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, so we're going to jump back to Facts and Ham. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much running its course at this point. You're going to have to Amscray. You can only really do this for so long.
Yeah, Ham has a certain amount of physical durability.
Yeah.
You can only clown for so long before you start getting the fatigue.
The spirit is willing, but the ham is weak.
Yeah, that's why they make the clown eggs. It's you're storing your vital essence.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives you additional
power. It's a clown phylactery.
I am trying to come up with a pun on clowns in either soul gems or phylacteries or similar. I cannot. I'm going to be real with you.
I don't know.
Phylactery.
I've tried hard to move away from using the term phylactery because it has like real world religious.
Good point.
Terms, but like, I know.
I don't have a pun for the other thing.
Soul gem. Also, phylactery.
Phylactery would have been better. Thank you. I am. Quick aside. Back in the 70s, it was like a soul gem. The phylactery thing didn't start happening until like 1992.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. So there was a game book in the mid 80s. This is a very quick educational tangent. We will return to your clowning shortly. But there was a game book, like Lair of the Lich, I think it was called, where the Soul Cage was a literal phylactery because they had set up in like an abandoned temple.
Okay.
And then in the 90s, when they were doing splat books for AD&D, it just sort of...
just picked it up.
Yeah, got conflated with that. But in the very first D&D, it was Soul Cage. And more specifically, it was, I think, in some Dragon article about how to become a lich. Like, it wasn't in the actual PHP or anything.
But it just got carried over because it was in the holy books.
Charles Atlas presents the Soul Cage that made a lich out of Mac.
I haven't thought about Charles Atlas in a while.
Yeah, if you ever get sand kicked in your face on the beach, you should become a powerful undead wizard.
Yeah. That's what happened to Charles Atlas. That's why he's still doing that for people.
Yeah.
Similar aside, I'm pretty sure that's what happened with golems and the very first Dragon Quest where there was a golem guarding a city. And then it just sort of became the catch-all for Stone Construct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that little bit of fun historical storytelling aside, I need to think of an exit strategy.
You can just leave.
backflip.
Yeah, I will.
We can probably just say we've hit our time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we've hit our time. Ham is absolutely going to get, like, signal to you to do, like, another big swelling crescendo of music. She is going to do a pretty cool, like, double backflip and land safely. Like, in... This is a fancy enough place. We'll say there's, like, a dessert cart going through. She pies herself.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's a genuine chuckle.
And I am going to bow, just say, you know, thank you. You've been a delightful audience. We do have to hit the road. We've got other folks to entertain tonight. Our patrons should be revealing ourselves shortly, but you have a good night. Great performing. I hope to see you again soon. Come along, friend Boombox. And nice. I am going to skedaddle.
You got your communicator, right, Ham?
I do have a communicator.
You are pinged with a friend request.
All right, you know what?
From Joel Scott.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? That might be helpful later. And also, like, that was kind of fun again.
Yeah, it really seems like you were enjoying yourself.
I have complicated feelings about home, but nah, I mean, I grew up doing that.
Yeah.
It was nice. I didn't have to worry about a performance review at the end of it.
Yeah, it does help not having to actually do it for money.
Yeah, that too. Hey, I was always in it for the love of the game, you know?
Hmm. I suppose it is to some end towards money, but eh.
I haven't seen real money since I started hanging out with you guys. I'm not going to lie here.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Like that.
How are we getting paid for our contracts?
You're not.
Scrap or blueprints.
Yep.
Or not being destroyed in holy fire, as we're doing
right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
true.
You say holy fire. It's fire.
It is fire.
Probably holy to some people.
Yeah, it's certainly religious.
Fire is holy.
So Fax and Ham, you two are splitting. Countess and Haywire, are you two exiting Sonic Therapy looking for the others?
Probably,
yeah, I think that makes sense.
As we leave Sonic Therapy, Haywire's gonna give Countess like a friendly little, like, you know, fist bump on the shoulder. Carefully. That's a cool move.
You have to learn some tricks in this line of work, so.
You know, when our mutual friend, kept going on about you being, like the hero or, you know, a leader or whatever. Yeah, I knew she was full of shit.
Well, to do good, you do have to, you have to bend a rule sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Right on. Let's go make sure the others aren't, getting drowned in a salt bath or something.
Yes, that's a good idea.
What, because we were left unattended?
I mean, with the like, potential mob boss or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, fair point.
All right, so you're all going to meet back up.
It's not Ham hard. Is still covered in pie.
Yes. Delicious pie. I'm going to say it's like a cherry pie. So it's unfortunately, like, kind of bloody, but...
Oh, no! What happened? Ham, no!
Oh. Huh? Oh. What are you talking about? He enjoyed my act, and then it sounds like he might be hiring my services later.
Great. You know, if everything goes well, maybe you can actually cash that in.
Yeah, and did I, like... Did I, like, record the conversation that I heard? Can I, like, play it back? Just do a laser beak?
Yes, you can absolutely do a laser beak.
Nice. Just something to share with everyone once we get somewhere it can be played uninterrupted. Like, doesn't it, like, not in here, not in the spa, but it could be just outside.
I'm imagining it as like, you know those clocks where like it works by like, it's like the little rod and you bend the rod back and it swings back and forth real fast and that
yes.
That shows, yeah. I'm imagining that's how it works, effects.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you can all put your heads together. You got information now. You've got a location where people are dropping stuff off. You have an understanding of how stuff it moves in and out through the spa. You now know how to get deeper into the spa. What do y'all do next?
I mean, I assume presumably we would want to do both of those at some point. I guess, like, we don't really know specifically what we'd be looking for if we go deep in the spa necessarily. I don't know. We could do the, I mean, I guess something like the dead drop kind of has like a kind of a specific goal in mind of like, you know, see what happens there, see who comes, see what gets dropped off, etc. Whereas the, you know, going deeper into the spa would be a little bit more open-ended right now.
Yeah. But we'd have to get a janitor key or just break a door. But yeah. That is a pretty bad idea.
So I guess I would suggest, or my suggestion would be, let's go to Dead Drop, see what happens there, and that might give us a little more information to work with when we go deeper into the spa.
Just out of character, I do also wonder if this is enough information to appease the officer station.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get all the clues. Yep. So that we can go back and tell Mr. Policeman that we gave him all the clues.
Okay, yeah. You want to check a dead drop? Maybe good to not, like, linger around here too long anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to go to the dead drop?
Yes.
I think so.
Cool. Let's get ready for a fight, then.
No!
Oh, jeez.
I mean, yay!
I don't think I have a weapon.
I have a gun you can use.
You got better hands.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can make one, but that also needs time.
I have
time
an improvised firearm that someone can use. I don't need it.
I have a missile launcher.
Oh, my God.
That's what you do. I'll take the improvised firearm, yes.
Also, I did name the missile launcher. It is called Impossible Promise.
Ooh. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
The temptation of rocket jumping.
I want to. Trying to think of how to do. I didn't really have this sort of thing planned. So, are you cool with putting it off till next week?
I think
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Especially if it's going to be combat.
Yep. Combat on foot.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy.
The mech of the human.
That's you, dude.
The human
mech. I love
mech.
Getting new gear and then having a furry fight outside of it.
You gotta go tell the I don't know. Whoever we're about to fight. Okay, can you just wait? I gotta go back to my car.
You decided to go to the dead drop. You could have avoided this fight.
Okay.
Actions have consequences.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you, right? It's fucked
since
up.
When?
But you are actually... I will say this. You are getting a better understanding of the process and where the thing you're looking for is. So there's that. Of course, $1 million question is where is the thing you're looking for? But, yep. Yeah. In reverse alphabetical order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Haywire.
Hey, this is Grintz, he, him, playing Haywire, also he, him. A friend of mine bullied me into purchasing the new Marathon game. And yeah. I played a few rounds of it and was like, yeah, I knew I would enjoy this. Hmm. That's about it. It's very cool. It's really fun. People, I guess, there's like a lot of, you know, gamers talking about like, ooh, it's so tough and it's for real cool gamer guys. I don't know. It's a pretty fucking silly game, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's goofus clown shoes.
Yeah, it's real goofus clown shoes stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much else to say about it. I think the aesthetics in it are quite incredible. And you can really tell that it was made by some people who also made Destiny, because some of the UI is a little confounding to me sometimes, just how things like pop in and out. But damn, there's also a whole codex of lore that I can unlock and read, and it says like 450 on there. I'm gonna read them.
Hell yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. I've watched a little bit of it. It seems like it's frantic in a fun way.
Yeah. It's doing some stuff. Sorry. I bonked something. It's doing some stuff with the, like, extraction shooter model that some other games I've played have not done that kind of, like, make that a little bit more palatable.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Yeah. Ham.
This has been Ham, played by Lavender. Don't have much new in terms of recommendations. So here's my recommendation. Go on to the Internet Archive and go look up some old radio broadcasts about something or another. Because they've got a lot of them. I have been listening to something pertaining to research, which may or may not pertain to future seasons of this show. And it's been genuinely interesting to go back to the 30s through the 70s. I found 500 plus broadcasts on this one topic alone. So yeah, just do some digging. Find some weird thing to learn about. Hyperfixate on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, considering what this topic is, it is also like a special interest and passion for like a ton of like people who are interested in like archiving this type of media. So find a topic you think people, look, I'll be real. You can go on the Internet Archive and you can find like the evolution of pornography. And it is fascinating stuff because you can see the origins of it in assorted medias, especially like, what's it called? Especially in film. It's some of the earliest recorded material on film that still remains consistent and approachable. Sewing flowers. I have a friend who read a book about 17th century hair care in Britain. And the dude was like going hard with like... proto-feminism and proto-socialism within the text. You can find some like really interesting stuff that's documented historically inside.
I literally just typed in radio news broadcast onto the Internet Archive. There is apparently a podcast just called like
radio broadcast is part of the name, so I got a lot of that. But I also got a couple of things from the late 60s. I got several hours worth of World War II news broadcasts. Just, there's so much stuff, and it is easy to not go for it in all of the detritus of the internet these days. But yeah, history is fucking neat.
Yeah. It's important to remember it. It's important to archive it. All right. Facts.
Yes, this has been Facts, They Them, played by Bastion. I don't have anything to recommend either, but speaking of hyperfixations and less about edification on interesting topics, I've just been stuck desperately trying to 100% a game that I saw as being in sight of being able to do that, because, like, that's not something I do often. I think a lot of games are built in really obnoxious ways to force you to play a game for way longer than it is enjoyable for such a thing. But every once in a while you can do it, and it's also a good way to exercise it from your head so you never want to touch it again. So I'm working on that, and I would recommend, if you've never done that, give it a shot. You will probably regret it, but it's worth it.
Hey, give it a shot. All right, and Countess.
Hey, this has been Sophie playing Countess. What I've been playing this past week is kind of the old or a couple old Game Boy Color Legend of Zeldas, so Link's Awakening and Oracle Seasons. I've been doing a Link's Awakening randomizer, and then I've been playing through Oracle Seasons just vanilla. And I think those games are pretty good. Not like bite-sized Legend of Zelda. I mean, they're full Legend of the games, but I think they're not talked about as much as like Link to the Past or Ocarina of Time, but I think they're worth checking out. So that's that.
Mm. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Like I said, my name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. I watched Alien 3, the assembly cut this week. I really liked it. I have a complaint.
Well,
it didn't need that rape scene. That's really it. I liked it. It's not like a complaint. It's like, this is a bit much. But like, also, I recognize you're all in prison and so on and so forth. But no, legitimately interesting, well-shot movie. I liked how it was cut. I think I vibe with David Fincher as a producer and director more than Ridley Scott and James Cameron, I guess, but that's me. I do like Fincher's work by and large, but it's also it does what a sequel does that I want, which is to get like particular and weird with it, because it is such a British movie. Just shot in England. Everybody's got British accents. Everybody's just so fucking catty. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I recommend checking out the assembly cut. It's not perfect because it is legitimately missing some VFX in places. So that's a problem. But pretty neat watch. All right, we have a website. It is called thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/the_coffin_club, where if you support us, you can check out our monthly show, Eyes of Ichor, and get access to its backlog. It's been running, oh, by the time you're hearing this, it's been running for more than a year. Hot damn.
Ooh, wow.
That's scary.
Time, unfortunately, continues onwards, regardless of whether or not we want it to. Uh-oh.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be very interesting if time did not go forwards. Didn't do anything.
We notice.
Well, as the prophet once said, time goes by so slowly for those who wait. No time to hesitate. Give us reviews on podcast apps of choice. Not Spotify. Fuck Spotify. What else? Don't eat Lean Cuisine spinach and mushroom pizzas.
Wasn't planning on it, Chief.
Yep. Okay.
Just don't. And
Is it a tasting or a bathroom thing or
oh, that bathroom thing. Also, it was just disgusting to eat. A profoundly wet and underflavored pizza.
Sad.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, let's date the episode a little bit further. A lot of shit has happened this first week of April. Be nice to people in your life and be supportive of people in your life. I don't want to get on my soapbox too much, but like, fucking be there for each other, you know?
I have used this phrase before. Nobody let go of anybody else's hand right now.
It's a really good way of phrasing it. And also, make sure you put your own damn oxygen masks on.
Yeah.
And our show's theme song is Take Her Away by Ladyfinger. So, tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.